We thank the Lord for the privilege of sharing another Way of Truth broadcast with you. This broadcast service originates in the radio studios of the Church of God in Hagerstown, Maryland, United States of America. Wherever you are listening to our international broadcast, we invite you to stay with us, trusting that the Lord will make our broadcast a real blessing to you today. Father, we're truly thankful for the blessings of Almighty God. We're thankful for the love that brought Jesus into this world to be our Savior, to be our Redeemer. And we are thankful for the privilege of sharing His gospel with this precious congregation today. We're trusting that the Holy Spirit will be able to use our broadcast to make it a blessing to souls. If there be unsaved listening to us, may the Holy Spirit speak to hearts, draw them unto that one way. Now bless our congregation, bless this broadcast, get honor and glory to yourself through our efforts. We pray in Jesus' name, amen. It is a privilege to share this broadcast service with you from week to week, and we would be thankful if you would take time to let us know that it is a blessing to you. The Lord willing, we will be giving you our mailing address at the close of the broadcast. For now, I'd like to share with you a portion of a letter from the Philippine Islands, one of our listeners there. Dear Pastor Craig, I am so happy for your radio broadcast at MPR. I do listen to your ministry, and I am richly blessed. I hope that through your ministry, many more people will be brought to Jesus. I am praying for your ministry. God bless you. We appreciate the prayers of those who are remembering us before the throne of grace in behalf of our broadcast service. And again, if you would be pleased, we'd like to hear from you. It would be an encouragement to us to know that you hear and appreciate our broadcast.
My Savior dear, I love thee.
Our subject for today's broadcast, A Path That Leads to the City of God. Our text of Scripture is found in Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. This is a wonderful promise, and it's based on our not leaning to our own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. The Lord said through the prophet Isaiah, your ways are not my ways, your thoughts are not my thoughts. For as the heavens are high above the earth, so are my ways above your ways, and my thoughts above your thoughts. There is an ancient saying that goes like this, all roads lead to Rome. I suppose that started when Rome ruled the world. But not every road leads to the city of God. The path that leads to this city is a narrow path. Enter ye in at the straight gate, because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way. So we read in Matthew chapter 7, verses 13 and 14. And why is it so that strait is a gate and narrow is a way, and few there be that find it. Why? Because there is a devil and a sinful world that must be overcome. Satan, meaning, of course, adversary, and he is indeed an adversary to everyone who wants to do what is right. He is the friend of no one. He does not have the capacity to love. He does not love the sinner, even though the sinner is in bondage to him. So straight is the gate, narrow is the way, and few there be that find it, because there is a devil that must be overcome, and there is a world out there that is not a friend to help you on to grace. Now, narrow is small in width and compared to length, and it also carries with it the thought of standard, not liberal. The straight gate and the narrow way is not for those who want the world and the sinful things of the world. No, there is a standard that you must meet and measure to if you are going to travel this straight gate or go through this straight gate and travel this narrow way. So the way that leads to this eternal home, the city of God, is straight and it is narrow. Also, this path is an upward one. It does not lead you downward. It is indeed elevating and it is up. The way of life is above to the wise, that he may depart from hell beneath. So we read in Proverbs 15 and 24. So this way that leads to the eternal city of God is an upward way. I remember Brother James Arch in one of his messages saying that sin is never elevating. But, beloved, I can say righteousness is. This path is an upward way, and it leads to eternal life and to eternal home. This path is a lighted one. The path of the just is as the shining light that shineth more and more unto the perfect day. So we read in Proverbs chapter 4 and verse 18. And we also read in Psalm 119, verse 105, Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. When we study the Old Testament tabernacle, we find that in the first room of that tabernacle, there was a lampstand with seven lamps called the golden candlesticks. And they were to be, those seven lamps were to be kept burning. Well, they were to be using beaten olive oil to keep them burning, and the purpose of them, of being there in that first room, was to show light, or to provide light for the priests as they go about their duties there in the first room, offering of the incense and other duties and responsibilities. And so it is today. The path of the just is as the shining light that shineth more and more unto the perfect day. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my pathway. God's word will show us how to live. And the scripture says, if we walk in the light as he is in the light, then we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. Now, all the paths of the Lord are mercy and truth unto such as keep his covenant and his testimonies. So we read in Psalm 24 and 10. We also read in the Sermon on the Mount, Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Surely we thank God for his mercy, for we are not saved by works of our own. We're not saved by gold or silver, but it is through the mercy of Almighty God and the truth of the gospel. For Jesus said, if you would be my disciples indeed, then Do my will, and you shall know of the truth, and the truth shall make you free. So this path that leads to that eternal city is a path of mercy and truth. And this path is a holy way. Yes, it is a holy way. We read in the book of Hebrews that we are to follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. I realize there are those in the religious world that would mock at the idea of living holy. They would have you to believe that we're all sinners, that we have to sin more or less every day in word, deed, and thought. I often wonder just how Jesus is going to determine which sinners he's going to take to heaven and which sinners are going to be lost. Beloved, the Bible does not teach that. The Bible teaches us that we are to awake to righteousness and sin not. And we read in the 35th chapter of the book of Isaiah, and an highway shall be there, and a way, and it shall be called the way of holiness. The unclean shall not pass over it. The redeemed shall walk there. Now, let me ask you a question. What is the prophet talking about when he uses the word unclean? The unclean shall not pass over it. Talking about the highway of holiness, the unclean shall not pass over it. He's talking about the unsaved, because whenever you're living in sin, you're living a life of sinfulness, of evil, of wickedness, and not a path, or not following the pathway of righteousness. Notice the way of holiness, the unclean shall not pass over it. It is for the redeemed. What does it mean to be redeemed? Well, we were God's by right of creation, but whenever we got old enough and knowledgeable enough to know right from wrong, we sold ourselves to sin, and we became, as it were, Satan's property. But Jesus came into this world and gave himself to redeem us from all iniquity, and to purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. And so Isaiah said, the redeemed shall walk there. And it's only the redeemed that are on the highway of holiness. Again, the unclean shall not pass over it. The unsaved are not on this pathway that leads to the eternal city of God. No, the unclean are not there. The redeemed, those that have been saved from their sins, those that have been born again of the Spirit of God, those that have been translated out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of God, dear son, they are the ones that are walking the highway of holiness. Now, this way is not new. No, this way is not new. Thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways, and see, and ask for the old paths, where is the good way, and walk therein, and ye shall find rest for your souls. Jeremiah chapter 6 and verse 16. The Lord said, stand ye in the ways, and see, and ask for the old paths. And then, whenever you find the old path, which is the good way, yes, the Lord's way is a good way. The way of the transgressor is hard, but Jesus said, my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. But when you find that good way, when you find the old path, then walk therein, and ye shall find rest for your souls. We're living in very troublesome times. I'm sure that you will admit that. We're living in troublesome times. But, beloved, there is peace in the Lord. There is rest in the Lord. The kingdom of God is the kingdom of peace. Paul said in Romans 14:17, for the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. The way of the Lord, that narrow way that leads to eternal life, is a way of peace. My peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth, give I unto you. The world cannot give this peace. Only Jesus Christ can give it. That's why he is called the Prince of Peace. And there is peace. Whenever you surrender your heart and your life to God, you stop warring against God, stop fighting against God, and you raise that white flag of surrender to the Lord, he brings peace to your troubled soul. There's so many people in the world today that are so troubled. Many are taking their own lives because they are so troubled and they do not have peace. But I want to assure you, there is peace in the Lord. So this way, the Lord's way, is a good way. And when you find this old path, then walk therein, and you shall find rest for your souls. Now, we are told that we are to seek, put forth an effort, make sure you find the right way. Thus saith the Lord, stand in the ways, and seek and ask for the old path. So this way is a way that you must seek for. Make sure when you find it that you walk therein. Remember what Proverbs 14 and 12 says. There is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Yes, there are many ways, religious ways, that may seem right, but they are the way of death. Only God's way is the right way. There is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus. And so we are to walk in the way of the Lord. There is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. The Lord Jesus told us that if we try to climb up some other way, then we are a thief and a robber. He said, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved. And whenever we read in Jeremiah 6 and 16 that we are to seek the old paths, we're talking about seeking the Lord's way. Yes, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Now, when you find the good way, then walk therein. Make straight paths for your feet. So we read in Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 13. Now, this way is the only path that leads to eternal life. Matthew 7 and 14, again, part of the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus tells us there that that narrow way that we are to seek for leads to life eternal. And life, eternal life, spiritual life, is found in Jesus Christ and in him alone. The Apostle Peter tells us in the book of Acts that Jesus Christ is the only name given under heaven among men whereby we may be saved. Again, there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus. So this way, Christ's way, is the only path that leads to eternal life. Now, there are two paths that people are traveling on. One leads to destruction, and the other leads to life eternal. Wisdom teaches us to choose the way of life. The Lord said through the prophet, I set before you life and death, good and evil. Choose life. Beloved, let us think, and let us think seriously. Again, there are only two ways that people are on, and all of us are on one or the other. But the one way, the broad way, that leads to destruction. Yes, the broad way leads to destruction. I have devoted my thoughts today in regard to the narrow way that one way that leads to life eternal, to the city of God, eternal, our eternal home. But there is another way, and it is the broad way. And Jesus said that broad way leads to destruction, and many there be that go therein. Why? Because they are not willing to pay the price that they must pay to travel the narrow way. Yes, there is a price to pay, and I'm not talking about buying your salvation or earning your salvation by good works, but there is a price you must pay. You must say, goodbye, O world, I'm through. You must forsake the sinful ways of the world, and you must take the Lord's way, that straight and narrow way. But thank God for that narrow way, for again, it leads to life eternal. It is my sincere desire to so live that I will be able to hear the Lord say, well done, thou good and faithful servant, enter into the joy of the Lord. And that is my sincere desire for my radio congregation today. And you can have this eternal life by seeking the Lord, surrendering your heart and your life to Him, letting Him take control and lead you. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy path. Heavenly Father, we do thank You for the privilege of sharing these thoughts with this precious congregation today. We trust they have been a blessing to souls. May the Holy Spirit use them to work in hearts and lives, and good be accomplished. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. It's been a privilege to share another Way of Truth broadcast with you, and we do trust that it has proven to be a blessing. If so, we would invite you to write and let us know, for it would be an encouragement to hear from you. And our postal address is The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. Now our email address is truth@fred.net. truth@fred.net. And our fax number is 301-739-7173. 301-739-7173, our fax number. And our webpage address, www.wayoftruth.org. And remember, you can join us in our services Sunday morning, 20 minutes before 11, and 6 o'clock in the evening, and that's Eastern time, of course. Our services are broadcast live over the Internet. Again, our webpage address, www.wayoftruth.org. And now, this is Alvin A. Craig. We thank you for being with us on our broadcast today, and we'd like to invite you to tune in this station next week when, again, the Lord willing, we'll be coming your way with another Way of Truth broadcast. Until then, may the Lord's blessings abide.
Satan led my soul astray.
Satan led my soul astray. I drifted
from the straight and narrow way
that leads to happiness and life eternal.
But to Jesus I did pray.
To the Lord I humbly prayed.
He heard my prayer, rescued me that very day.
Every chain of sin,
I've been set free by the grace of God. I'm free
with a settled peace within.
No more the paths of sin I've trod. I'm free.
Heaven's gates I'll enter in.
The blood has cleansed every sinful stain. I'm free.
Praise the living God.
Oh, praise His name. Oh, praise His name.
Sinful path below is trouble.
All in sorrow, grief, and woe,
the sinner's load is mighty hard to carry.
But I have left the shifting sand.
I have left the shifting sand.
Upon the rock, solid rock, I'll take my stand. I'll take my stand. Praise God, I'm free.
Free from every chain of sin.
I've been set free by the grace of God. I'm free.
Let the settled peace within.
No more the paths of sin I trod. I'm free.
Heaven's gates I'll enter in.
The blood hath cleansed every sinful stain. I'm free.
Praise the living God. Oh, praise His name. Oh, praise His name.
Soon the pearly gates I'll see.
Soon the pearly gates I'll see in heaven.
Soon I'll live eternally.
Never die but live forever.
Friends and loved ones wait for me.
Friends and loved ones wait for me.
I'll sail fly through the sky because I'm free. Because I'm free. Praise God, I'm free.
Free from every chain of sin.
I've been set free by the grace of God. I'm free.
With the settled peace within.
No more the I'm free.
Heaven's gates I'll enter in.
The blood has cleansed every sinful stain. I'm free.
Praise the living God.